The end of London Fashion Week just a few days ago. The UK fashion industry is worth £21 billion to the economy, but the way we buy clothes is about to change. A world away from high-end couture are the cotton fields where the material is harvested. Floods have destroyed many of these crops in China, India and Pakistan. It's meant cotton prices have risen to their highest in 15 years, and that will soon be reflected on our high streets.
Retail analysts are predicting the hardest hit will be budget chains, such as Primark, New Look or Peacocks. That's because cotton accounts for a larger slice of their overheads.
In fact, cotton prices are 50% higher than this time last year. In a month, raw cotton has jumped from 10 cents a pound to 83 cents a pound. The recent rise is mostly down to floods across Asia, which have wiped out at least a third of cotton crops in Pakistan alone.
The headache will definitely be bigger for the lower price-pointed stores on the high street, without a doubt, because they're the ones that see a massive product going out of their doors every day, whereas someone like Burberry or other designer brands, it's kind of the individual piece or bags or perfume or accessories.
There are some who feel that's a good thing. Ethical fashion designer Ursula De Castro thinks the era of disposable fashion is nearing its end.
Inevitably, this bubble was going to have to burst. So the feeling is that once the consumer becomes aware of the fact that it actually has been unrealistic for quite a long time, we will be embracing a new culture, a new way of emotionally engaging with our clothing.
After 10 years of sharp deflation in clothing prices, this spike may be just a brief interruption.
Retailers will do all they can to avoid putting up prices to customers, but of course, UK retailers are certainly not powerful enough to dictate the world price of cotton, and if those raw material costs are going up, then that is going to produce an upward pressure on the shop price of clothing here.
Overall, this is a bad time for retailers. Higher freight costs, wage inflation in China, and this cotton crisis have added up to a prediction of clothing inflation hitting its highest level in the UK for 24 years.